AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department reports 379,000 jobs were added last month. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the number is good, but not good enough.
At this month's pace, it will take us more than 2 years to get to pre-pandemic employment levels, and it will take even longer at the average pace over the last 3 months. This is unacceptable.
As the Senate works toward approving a big coronavirus economic relief bill, Democrats are agreeing to a concession in hopes of shoring up support. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The deal lowers weekly emergency jobless benefits from the $400 in the House's bill to $300 while extending the payments for a month. It's an effort by Democratic leaders to secure support from moderate members in a narrowly split Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging the chamber to quickly pass the bill and speed up the day when the nation can get past the pandemic.
Our economy can come roaring back.
But Republicans argue that doesn't require a nearly $2 trillion bill.
Our country is already set for a roaring recovery.
Leader Mitch McConnell says there are signs the nation's twin crises are easing, and Democrats just want an excuse to push through a liberal wish list. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House says two more mass vaccination locations will be opening in Atlanta and Cleveland. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the virus trend is moving in the wrong direction.
The current numbers remain concerning. Cases and deaths are still too high and have now plateaued for more than a week at levels we saw during the late summer surge following 6 weeks of steady declines.
Police in St. Louis say a man shot and killed his estranged wife and two of her children before getting away with their baby, who was later found safe. The man shot himself hours later. His condition is not known. Stocks have moved higher. This is AP News. Among the latest people arrested following the Capitol riot is a former State Department aide during the Trump administration.
Court papers identify the suspect as Federico Klein. He worked for Trump's 2016 campaign and became a staff assistant at the State Department shortly after Trump's inauguration. He held a top security clearance that was renewed in 2019 and only resigned his position the day before Joe Biden was sworn in as president. Charging documents say Klein was among the throng storming through the police line at the Capitol on January 6th. He was seen on camera inciting the crowd, shouting, "We need fresh people," shoving a police riot shield into an officer and later jamming that shield in the Capitol doors, preventing police from closing them. Klein is facing charges that include obstructing Congress and assaulting officers using a dangerous weapon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Antivirus software entrepreneur John McAfee has been indicted, accused of fooling investors zealous over the emerging cryptocurrency market. Ed Donahue, AP News.